This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Tomorrow night, another Republican debate, because you haven't had enough of them already.
No, there's only been 73.
And they've now trimmed it. They've trimmed the field. So what you're going to get is Jim Gilchrist Morlinson will have his own debate at his house by himself.
But it's, fully televised, right?
It is fully televised. Well, no. But no. He will be live tweeting his irrelevance.
Okay.
Which is nice.
So he gets to live tweet during the debate at home in the comfort and privacy of his own
by himself
living room or wherever.
Happily, though, two people will be joining him on that front. One is Lindsey Graham.
Yes.
So he will not be making the kiddie table debate this time.
Wow.
Which is really embarrassing. And then the other one who is out.
Chris Christie.
What is it? George Pataki, that's right.
Oh, Pataki.
So Pataki is out of the kiddie table.
Christie got relegated to the kiddie table. Right.
Christie got demoted from the big the adults table to the kiddie table.
So did Mike Huckabee.
Right, Mike Huckabee. So that will be Christie, Huckabee, Jindal, and Santorum. Mm-hmm. I think in the kiddie table.
Jindal and Santorum do not belong in that kiddie table.
I would tend to agree with that. And then the upper debate now will be actually only 8 people instead of 10. Now, as much as or is it 9 instead of 11? I can't remember the total, because it's 8 instead of 10, because Fiorina is still in there. Rand Paul still is in there.
It's 2. Name the other 6.
Okay. Jeb Bush. That'll be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Yes, good.
It'll be Ted Cruz.
Yes.
It'll be Marco Rubio.
It will.
And it will be, did I say Carly Fiorina? I did, right? Did I say Fiorina?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Now that I've lost track.
Else?
Rubio, you said.
Rubio and,
did you say?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Mm-hmm. Right. That's an important one because he's leading.
He's leading. Let's see.
Plus, he tried to lie about stabbing a friend and
right
and hitting his mom with a hammer.
Kasich is the other one.
Kasich is still in this.
How is that possible?
Because
how can he be above Chris Christie?
I don't know.
The way it was supposed to be is 2.5% or above, I think, was a cutoff. So right now, these are not the exact polls they used, but the Real Clear Politics average has Paul at 2.5 exactly, Kasich 2.8, Fiorina 3, Bush at 5.5, Cruz 10, Rubio 11.8, Carson 24.5, Trump 25.3. So those are all right there, the top 8. Then you have Huckabee at 2.3, Christie 2.3, Santorum 0.7, Jindal 0.7, Graham 0.
Yeah, with 0.
Then
points.
Also Pataki at 0.
Lindsey Graham 0.0.
Zero. 0.0. It's real symmetry for Lindsey. He's
got to be proud then with that symmetry. He's got to be proud of it.
Would you be, that's by the way, great. Would you be, this, the way they're doing this with national polls, I kind of understand at some level, but, you know, the way these campaigns have rolled out is because you have Iowa and New Hampshire being the focus. Should they look at someone like Jindal, for example, who's at 6% in Iowa and in, like, third or fourth place? Right. Should he get included on that basis? Should Chris Christie, who's in, like, third or fourth place in New Hampshire, be included? Or do you just take all these guys, 10 of them, and then just divide it up 5 and 5 and just do 2 different debates?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that because that gives you a better idea of what they're all about. Because they don't get enough time when there's this many in the debate. It's too many. And then everybody complains about not having enough time. Well, you complained about the debate being 3 hours, so they can't do that. Secondly, you want your open and close, so they got to account for that. Then there's 29 of you guys, so you're not going to you're going to have your time divided there. And then they complain. Well, I'm sorry, you can't have it every which way. It doesn't work.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry, call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.